Three, two, one. Welcome everyone to Here for the Moment. We're back.
You didn't say the number. You didn't say the number. You always say the number.
Well, here's a thing.
Oh no.
Craig
forgot.
Craig only saves podcasts for like a couple days. And when I went to download the last episode,
it was gone.
It was gone.
Oh, nice. So that was awesome. I'm so happy we did last week and wasted my time. Bob, you picked a good day not to show up because it didn't even happen.
This is last week. So whatever number that is, this is that one.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Here for the
Moment
81.
I was going to say, I think it was 81.
81, parentheses, 82.
81 and a half.
The Mac McClung episode.
The Mac McClung episode.
All right. So now that we've got that out of the way. I only want to talk about Top Shot 4 a little bit because Please. I'm embarrassed to be a Top Shot fan.
The app.
We got to talk about the we're going to talk a little bit about the All-Star Weekend stuff.
Let's talk about an app if I'm not in it.
So, introducing the Top Shot mobile app. All right. So, finally, we've talked pretty much ad nauseum about an app. And it would be so cool if you could see your collection.
Well,
on your phone.
Hold on. We wanted to see a mobile game. Did we want an app? I never wanted just an app to be able to go on Top Shot. I wanted a mobile game.
I don't think
game.
We ever.
Not a mobile game, just not for Top Shot.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And it's so much better than anything Top Shot.
Yeah,
can
we
do.
Never.
But, okay,
really,
yeah, sorry.
We never asked for an app, but we always thought an app would
we
be
wanted,
standard.
Yes,
because
yes.
Basically everything is on. You know what I mean? Like,
and their mobile site's terrible and it would make it easier. Yes. But go on.
So what can you do on this Top Shot app? You can look at your collection.
Ooh. What else, Steven? Steven, what else?
You
what
can,
else can
you
we
can
do?
Look at the home feed.
Ooh, what else? What else?
Yes.
You can buy starter packs.
But I can't do that, Steven. I've been a member since the beginning.
We're just clowning right
well,
now.
Well, you can get starter packs.
But I can't.
Oh wait, maybe you can't. And then you can look at notifications.
Yes.
That's revolutionary.
But you know Marketplace.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The one thing we would want, the Marketplace, you can't have.
You.
Cool.
And the interesting thing about starter packs is I don't think those packs are ever...
going to run out.
Not ever going to run out, but I don't know. Maybe they can skirt around like the Apple fees with the starter packs. But if you were to do like any other kind of pack, they would be subject to those fees. So I don't think you're ever going to see pack drops within the app. Just the starter packs for onboarding new users.
So what was the percentage that Apple would have to take again on any transaction? 30%? Something
I think
crazy?
30.
It was a crazy amount, which I get. I get not wanting to say, hey, yeah, take 30% of our profit. But in the same sense, like, I don't
but
know.
At the same
Top Shot's definitely
even,
making enough money where it doesn't matter at this point,
I
right?
I don't need an app for this. But the thing is,
well, yeah, that's
have
the
to,
other thing. We don't want an app.
They would probably have to pass that fee on to us instead of eating that there's no way they would just eat that 30%.
Oh yeah, they would pass it on to us.
They would pass it on even if it was like 15% more.
Lucky us.
Yeah.
They have to make their money. They want to make their money.
My whole thing
even with that, they're still making their money with the 30% in my eyes.
All their money.
Well, right, but like and, I mean, they're so I won't say the word greedy.
I don't know.
God. He's so bold.
The whole thing with the app is like the only reason I would want the app is to buy and sell moments. Steven's Discord. Hold on. Discord just asked me if I wanted to switch to my iPhone microphone. Hello? No.
Dude, it's done that to me. It wants me to use my Logitech webcam mic all the time.
Yeah. No. But yeah.
Figure it out. Take a second.
Never, ever in my day do I say, I need to look at what my moments are doing right now. Like, it's not the fucking
you know the,
stock market.
You know the
like,
one TikTok meme that's been going around of, is it American Psycho or Psycho? I keep always forget the name. With
American
Christian
Psycho.
Bale. American
Psycho,
where it's like he slides the phones like, take
a
look at this.
Yeah.
That's, is that what they think we do? Like, I go out in public, like, hey, take a look at this collection.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares. If you're flexing your Top Shot account to people in real life, like, out in public, like,
listen,
you got other problems.
It would be a flex. If people cared about Top Shot,
but exactly.
There's not enough active users for people. It's such a small bubble of, like, the people you interact with on Twitter is the entirety, basically, of Top Shot.
Do we know how many people were granted access to the app?
I don't know. I don't even know why there's a wait list.
I was going to say, why wouldn't it be us? Why wouldn't it have just been all active users if there's only 3,000 of them?
Nick, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. That was just a thought I have.
It's just
I'm so mad about it.
It's just stupid. Thought. Like, why? I don't know. No, they hooked it up for so long and they gave us nothing.
It is a good thing to be upset about because this is not even like a win. This took so long. They were working on this app for so long to have it have three features: a notification feed, a collection, and like basically Instagram for moments where you can.
So the there's like a social feed where you can post your stuff onto. Okay.
What I think you can do is click on a moment in the app and it takes you to the site. But that is not the same thing at all. That is an extra. That is just like basically putting a barrier between me and my already open Top Shot browser that I was going to buy a moment on anyway. So in a way, that's almost backwards. But stinky.
Pretty lame.
But now we're going to talk about the All-Star Weekend and why it sucks. So, They did moments for dunk contest winner, three-point contest winner, best of team LeBron, and best of team Giannis.
We're still in the middle of it. Can't say it sucked yet.
What, the All-Star? It's been all right.
No. The thing that sucks is the mint on demand.
Oh.
And if you remember last time they did this, there's not that many users now, so it might be a little more limited. But when they did the Dwayne Wade vintage vibes, and it was minted to like 300,000 or something ridiculous, because you could just buy as many as you wanted.
Right.
So they did that, but with those four categories I just listed. And I like the idea of mint on demand when it comes to challenges, when it's like, oh, only 1,000 people did this challenge. Now there's only 1,000.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, exactly.
But when it's mint on demand to packs, it's just sad. It's just like, I don't know. It makes me sad. I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
Top Shot makes me sad in general.
Top Shot does make me sad. You're right. Yeah. So here's an All-Star Weekend fandom set FAQ. How many of these moments will be available? These moments
17
will be
million.
Minted to demand, which means that anyone who wants one can purchase one. You can choose to purchase these moments or skip them. $6.
$6.
So you're going to buy it for $6 and it's going to be $1. Cool. Okay.
The dunk and the three-point contest winner are $6, and the best of LeBron and Giannis are $9. And the mint count of these moments will reflect the total number of packs purchased by February 24th when they're no longer available. Each pack page has a real-time counter to show how many packs have been ordered so far, so you can see how many will exist and decide if you want to buy a pack.
Do we know that number?
Let's take a look, because I have not even looked yet.
Do we want to guess?
Yes.
Okay.
We want to guess.
So, let's go down the list. Dunk contest winner.
I'm going to say less than 25,000.
Way less than 25,000, not even close.
I was just thinking maybe someone bought like a ton of them, like the whales, maybe.
Right.
But Bob's probably right. It's probably closer to like four.
I was gonna say in the 3 to 4 range.
I like that. Yeah.
Say 2,000.
Wow.
2,000.
Steve, right, what do you think? Or do you already know the number?
I think even lower. I think like 1,200.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. So that's dunk contest.
The crazy thing is that still doesn't make it worth it. Still going to be a $2 moment.
Wait.
Oh, Bob's waiting.
Ooh. I think it might be more. I think it might be more, actually.
Why?
Because this is going to be a debut moment.
For McClung?
Yeah.
So maybe 20. No, 10.
No.
10.
No. I still don't think it's going to be that high, but I think it's
going
to be more than my
I'll raise my count by 100. How about that?
Because 100. I think this is like a investment, kinda.
In McClung?
Yeah.
Mm.
So if he's, I'm not saying that he's gonna be a star, but
hey, the one dude announced said this is a star in the making because he can dunk a basketball because no one else in the league can do that.
Yeah, well,
fucking joke.
I think it'll be closer. What did I say? 4 to.
You said 3 to 4, I believe.
3 to 4, yeah.
I'm gonna go with high fives. High 5,000.
I'm gonna keep keep it around four, to be honest. Gosh, but what's the next one, Steve? The three-point
contest winner.
1,400 max.
I say 1,000 max.
Yeah, I like that.
25-3. It's Dame, okay. Popular player.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know who won.
Producer Steve.
I'm going to bump mine up to 7,000.
1,200.
Okay, and then we have best of team LeBron and best of team Giannis.
Now, let's hold on a second.
Oh.
I don't even want to give a guess because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, this one's hard. You won't know who's going to get a moment, right?
I think they've already fucked up by giving you the chance to buy after.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you can wait and see.
That's, yeah, you're just losing money at that point. If it's right. Not somebody you want, why buy it?
Buy it, yeah.
So, what? Already...
What?
Yeah.
Steven's not happy with something, it sounds. He's just like, why?
All right, I'm done. I'm over this. All right.
Let's hear the numbers.
I haven't read the All-Star Game First Timers pack to you.
Wow.
So for $29,
no.
You get a pack with SGA, Tyrese Halliburton, Anthony Edwards, Lauri Markkanen, De'Aaron Fox, and Jaren Jackson Jr.
That's
you just get all six of them.
Crew,
you get all six
honestly.
Of them.
That's
you just
not
get
bad.
All six of them. Yeah, dude, you just get six of them. There's no randomness, no surprise, no. That is not why we buy fucking basketball cards or baseball
gambling.
Cards.
I'm borderline gambling yes. When I buy these.
I like yes. The feeling of hitting that
yes.
Big pool.
So they made the challenges.
So I can't even chase the dragon started. Anymore. That's what they're telling me. Okay.
Yeah, they made the challenges to end before they started because they were predicted.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which yeah, makes sense.
Challenges.
How the fuck am I going to predict Matt McClung to win? Slam dunk if he doesn't even have a moment.
Oh, wow. Good observation. Didn't even think about that. And I guess they didn't either. Or they didn't care. It's like, it's so
like
confusing how they work. Like, what process they go through. Like, there's no check and balance, I feel like. They're just like, any idea you have, they just push, you know? Like the janitor who's sweeping the floor could be like, oh, it'd be really cool if Mac McClung could have
this
a moment.
First timer pack has actually got me so upset because this is
so sad.
This is everything that
you see what
this,
you're doing to Steven Top Shot.
This is
God
everything that these platforms shouldn't be. I would never go to like I don't buy packs in the store because they're see-through, and I already know what's in them.
I was going to say, would you buy a Pokemon pack knowing you're getting a Charizard?
No.
Like it wouldn't be as fun, right? Because then everyone could just have that same Charizard.
I don't really like buying the tins because I know what the exclusive
is. Exactly. No one buys the tins, and that's why the tins sit.
I don't know about that.
But... Well, okay. I mean,
the tins only sell because of the cards inside. You're not buying the tin because of the promo card, right?
Definitely not.
Like, I would buy an All-Star Game first-timer pack if it was I had a 1-in-6 chance at any of these players, and then they would probably sell more if it was like, oh, you got to buy more packs to collect them all. And
see, you can go, Bob.
They fucking go and do things we like, and then they're like, oh, we'll fucking do one better, and then they shit the bed like
exactly.
This.
Okay, yeah, let me keep it. We wanted guarantees. We wanted guarantees, but not like this. This isn't what we wanted.
Last year.
Exactly.
I remember I was in Disney, and I'm buying all these packs when the All-Star Game was coming around, and they had the Rising Stars set,
yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah.
And there were Rising Stars packs, but you weren't guaranteed a Rising Star.
Yes.
And we're like, what the fuck are you doing? So they're like, go to the complete opposite spectrum. They're like, oh,
now
you
just know what
you
fucking
want.
Get.
Rising Stars, you want first in the game?
We'll give you all six of them.
We'll give them all, baby.
They're always on one side of the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, make a fucking $10 pack.
Yep.
With a guarantee of one of them,
and you get two
other
comments. Oh my god.
It's revolutionary. Think it, Bob. I really think that deserves some kind of award because no one's ever thought of it like
I'm
that.
About to tweet a Top Shot. Hire me. I got the. Mega Mind Brain.
Fellows. They're selling more packs than I thought. I will give them this. So
that was my first guess closer then. I don't even care, honestly.
The slam dunk contest winner is currently at 6,000 packs reserved.
That's not a lot.
Where's the job tab on Top Shot?
So 6,000 pre-purchase, you're saying? Is that correct?
Reserve.
Okay.
Yep.
Reserve.
So
yep.
So the McClung will at least be minted to 6,000.
Hey, that's right. Close.
So and you have the 3-point contest winner, 2,100.
Well, it was close.
The Team LeBron highlight reel, 2,447. And then the Team Giannis, 1,729. So I don't think we were too far off. I think we were a lot under the slam dunk contest. Guys, but
don't worry. The head of marketing job is open for the Flow blockchain.
There is no shot.
Go, Bobby, go.
They don't have a lead marketing person.
Head of marketing for Flow blockchain. Not Top Shot specifically, but...
Are we done with Top Shot yet? Like,
I think so. They're also they're doing leader. Here's the other thing. They're doing leaderboards.
Don't care.
I'm just saying.
I know.
Rich get richer. The rich get richer.
Yeah. We've been saying it. We've been saying it, dude.
Jesus.
They're only doing stuff for the top 2%.
Yeah. So if you're top 500 on these leaderboards, you can get packs. It's for burning. I actually do like the burning leaderboard. So if you burn the most moments, you get these fun prizes. Prizes 1 through 30 are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, but then it doesn't do anything. The whales are just going to buy how many packs or how many $1 moments and just burn all of them and then just get more.
No. I know. I'm sorry. I know. I'm just... All right. So... Wait a minute.
I want to win NBA Jam.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's actually pretty fire. You can
Hold on. I want
even breaking right now.
I want a Hardwood Classics All Star jersey. So places 7 through 29 on the
burn leaderboard. You're saying
leaderboard get a Mitchell and S jersey, and place number 29. Has burned 2,500 Top Shot score worth.
Oh, score. Okay. Now, I thought you were to say moments.
Now hold up. Quick minutes.
Yeah,
do it.
Just off of the slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
6,000 times 9. So what? $5,400. Yeah. Correct. Yeah, wow. Minutes. Yeah. Correct minutes. Quick minutes.
Quick
minutes. And you're giving away 22 jerseys. That's it.
I mean,
I could just go buy a jersey for less money.
You could probably
buy a jersey for less money than you're going to spend and time to burn these moments.
Yeah, the time is a factor too.
If they were like autographs or something, okay, now you're talking.
True.
Arcade cabinet, pretty cool.
Pretty cool, expensive. But you can also go buy that.
Yeah.
Here's also the thing.
What's the price on an NBA Jam arcade cabinet?
I'll buy you one.
So. No, I'm just saying, just to put it into perspective, because I feel like...
Here's a question that I fucking have. So, the whole thing is based on your Top Shot score that you're burning, right?
$700, yeah. By the way.
Okay, so it's going to be cheaper just to buy. Okay, that's all I needed to know.
So, the thing is... The leaderboard is based on the Top Shot score that you burn, right? Top Shot score. I click on a moment in my collection. It does not tell me the Top Shot score value. I know it's a dollar calculation, but why can't you just give me something on the moment that says, this is the Top Shot score we calculated now?
If you go to...
Do they have that on the mobile app?
If you go... to lock moments, it will tell you your score.
I don't. Why?
Why
need to
just?
Do that.
Why can't I just go into my collection and it always be there? Why? Yeah. How hard would that be to program or to code or whatever you want to call it? Like,
and also it'll tell you that if you go to trade them in for trade tickets too, it'll tell you how much you're losing. So,
if I burn my Joel Embiid rare moment, I can get a jersey. I will not do that, and I'm not doing that. But that's because it has a score value of 2,200.
So you have to be on the brink of getting rid of the moment for it to tell you.
Yeah, as you're ready to get rid of it, it's like, save me. No.
Just so you know, you're gonna lose about 3 points.
Yeah.
Since the last moment, most recently sold. Let's see here. 3 cents. Yep, 3 cents. That's it. That's not even enough for one.
Hold on.
Top shot score moment.
Hold on.
That's
hold on.
Awesome.
So, hold on.
Hey guys, welcome to the Shit on Podcast episode number 81.
It's not worth it. So here's the math. Look up how much a Mitchell & Ness Hardwood Classic jersey is, because the it's basically
that's
a dollar.
Probably between 150 and 200.
Okay, so it's not worth it, because the score you need is like 2,200 to 2,300, and it's basically a dollar per whatever.
You want to know what else, actually? Quick little inside scoop for you. If I remember correctly, Mitchell & Ness, Philadelphia-based, by the way.
Love it.
Ooh, still a thing. They're all 25% off right now. Cheap motherfuckers.
They waited for the sale, didn't they?
They waited for the sale.
I mean, I respect the hustle. You can't not respect it, but at the same time, like, come on.
I did lie, though. I did lie. The authentic ones are a little more. They're in the 300 range.
Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Just a quick going forward, this is a little calculation. Top shot score is based on when you bought it or its average sale price. I think whatever's higher. So the best way to do it is just move the decimal point one over. Like, I have a Malcolm Brogdon rare, $69. That's 695 top shot score. So if you're trying to do it in your head, that's kind of thing. So you do it the other way. 2,400 score is $240. So that's kind of what you need to spend to burn.
So you might be saving a little.
Maybe. And let me go.
But that's if somebody doesn't say, "Oh, this guy just passed me. Let me burn another $100 worth or
so
whatever."
Let me see the.
I'm trying to look for these exact jerseys on.
Number six on the leaderboard right now is 6,600. So that's $660 worth of moments burned for the arcade machine, which is kind of in line with the value. Yeah.
Okay. The Michael Jordan one is $300.
Michael Jordan.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This might be an opportunity for us.
No, I'm not.
Now, Steven, hold on.
Wait. Place 101 to 250. Earn one rare Run It Back 2005-2006 pack. I want that.
Why?
What is place 250? 250 is 251. So that's $20? Probably not even worth $20.
What's the cheapest Run It Back? You can just tell me that, and we'll see if it's worth it.
The real question, what's your time worth? Because that shit is annoying as fuck to do.
Yeah, and I just went on the burning leaderboard and tried to burn, and it just told me how many tickets I was getting, but not how much score. So that would be a cool feature to build into your fucking burn feature if it told you what your score was getting.
You checked
I'm done with Top Shot. No, I'm done. All day time. Sorry.
Moving on.
I really don't even want to talk about football either. It's still a sore topic, but
here's why I'm not butthurt about it.
I'm sure
you guys talked about it last week and put it into the void, apparently. But I think the call, whatever, the offense, besides the scoop and score.
Are we talking football now? Okay, cool.
Let's get it.
We didn't do the podcast. We didn't talk about the game yet.
Oh, the game didn't happen yet.
Yeah, this is going to be Super Bowl. If for those who live under a rock, Eagles lost 35-38. Chiefs won.
We are
very good game.
Excuse me.
Two of us are. Bob, we still get our moment though.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'll get you your $3 moment. Calm down.
Nah, we said Super Bowl moment, homie.
Listen.
Yeah,
I already told
him.
Listen, Nick, it's a pill we have to swallow. I already told him the moment's not going to be worth that much because they lost. So
that's true as well.
The dynamic moment already went down about $300 since they lost.
Boy, that is amazing.
I mean, it's still over $100, which is cool. It's a cool rare to have, I still think. But I think the moment that we bet with them from the 49ers game is still going to be not worth that much.
Nah.
But still cool to have. Still great to have.
It's a good season. It was a good season. But the game itself, listen.
No,
I don't care.
No. It wasn't a good season.
It was phenomenal.
The best Eagle season I have witnessed.
They won a Super Bowl in 2018. I don't know if you remember that. Okay. I think this was the most fun.
That was the most magical season.
I think this was the most fun I had being an Eagles fan this season.
Not a lot of L's, but the misery at the end fucking hurt.
But here's the thing with the game. All right, listen. Great game. Both teams deserve. Patrick Mahomes is inhuman. He could be the GOAT by the end of his career. I think he will be better than Brady. I think he'll have more championships, more MVPs, everything. I think he will be better than Brady.
In a shorter amount of time.
He has two in what, 4 years, 5 years? And they could have had three if they didn't lose to the Bengals, which they shouldn't have. But here's the thing with the game. The field was awful. Both teams play on the field. Can't use that as an excuse. You just can't. Both teams had to deal with it. Everyone was falling. There was a play where both our DNs, two of their offensive linemen, and Mahomes all slipped on the same exact play.
I saw that.
The field is just horrendous. The calls were terrible.
$800,000 field, by the way.
It's a joke. And the Chiefs commented on it week one. They played in Arizona, and they said this needs to be fixed. This is the worst field we ever played on. League did nothing about it. They don't care.
All right, well, so I'll devil's advocate here. Not the same grass. The grass they used was exclusively for the Super Bowl.
Oh, well.
Which is even worse.
It just might be Arizona grass that sucks.
Here's the thing I heard. The field was not entirely the $800,000 new grass, and the problem was the old grass that they kept. It was like a weird mix that they did. So instead of switching to all the new stuff, they were like, let's just mix it together, not really knowing what that would do. And so.
But either way, the grass. You never mix
your grasses.
Yeah, I do. But here's the thing. The final call didn't. It affected the game, of course, but you can't use that as an excuse. But on the same play, Josh Sweat had hands to the face the entire last play of the game. The one where it was called on Bradbury, the holding. He was literally punched in the face.
Me and you haven't talked about this all, but I'm glad we're on the same page of the call happened. It doesn't matter. It ultimately gave us a loss, but we should have never been in that position.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs had the ball four times in the second half. Only four times. They had three touchdowns and the winning field goal. If the Eagles defense made a single stop, they would have won that game. But they didn't. John Gannon got out-coached. Andy Reid is one of the best coach ever, if not you can't put him over Belichick yet, but like you can argue it maybe. He got out-coached. They used a play from the Jaguars game that worked so well. Twice they used it, they just flipped it. I mean, that's just bad coaching. You didn't teach your players where to be. It was just bad. They should have recognized it. Jalen Hurts was MVP of that game, even though they lost. Doesn't matter. He is the future of the Eagles, possibly the league. But you just can't be upset about the loss. I mean, yeah, I was, obviously, but like, it is what it is.
I lost a lot of money.
I profited because of the pool or the block pool, Bob. That was the only reason I made money. That's the only reason. I wasn't happy about it. It meant the Eagles losing that I won that. But it was a good game. Can't really be too upset, except for the announcers. God, Greg Olsen is just terrible. Terrible at his job. I don't know why this dude's announcing. I hate all the former player announcers. They're all terrible. I'm not excited for Brady.
No. I don't know.
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm so upset.
That's all I got. I mean, that's just
real,
it, man.
Real quick,
also, sorry, one more thing. The 49ers fans and team is the most pathetic fan base and team in the entire fucking league.
Me and Nick were talking about this.
Cry babies.
Off the podcast.
Debo Samuel is a pussy. He's not good. I don't care. What a fucking joke of a franchise.
Every other day, one of the players
something else,
the podcast
dude.
Was, like, oh crying. Like,
the Eagles defense, if you make Jalen Hurts throw the ball, the offense can't produce. 300 passing yards, three rushing touchdowns, and a passing touchdown. First time ever. But
it just made us look so bad. Like, because you don't see the Eagles doing that now against the Chiefs, which is, like, you know what I mean? You lost
Brian
in an even bigger
owned
game.
Up to the holding call. He literally said, I held. I thought they were going to let it go. They didn't. It's on me. They literally owned up to it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And Niners players are still talking. Yeah. I can't wait to play you guys next year again. I think they play, right? Maybe not.
Anyway, I was just starting to say before we went on that tirade.
Sorry, I could keep going if we want.
I'm upset about it, but I'm not super upset because I feel like a lot of the core team is staying.
Jalen Hurts is 24. I'm not worried.
I think we'll be back
next year for soon. Sure. No, we'll be back next year.
I'm not going to say next year because we're losing a lot of defensive.
I think we're keeping a lot of players that people think we're losing. I think Gardner Johnson's staying. I think Bradberry goes back to the Giants.
Yeah,
we'll probably draft another corner in the first round with the 10th pick.
It all depends on how much you pay the boy.
So and far, they're saying it's
fucking bag.
They're saying it's going to be
more than
like
Josh Allen.
$40 million a year, probably.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, it is, but think about it. Kelce still might retire. He hasn't said anything yet. Cox is probably going to retire or just go to another team. You won't have to pay him.
You're not going to get.
BG might leave. You don't want to pay him. Sanders might leave.
We need Hargrave back.
Sanders is going to walk because I don't think we're going to pay him what he wants because I don't think we should pay a running back.
Which I think is fine.
I think Gainwell is fine.
Gainwell, yep.
I think Gainwell is as good as Sanders, if not better. Or you can get Bijan Robinson in the second. Like, I'm cool.
I think we'll be back. I think it'll be all right.
Yeah. Most of the whole O-line staying, so we have nothing to worry about there except if Kelce leaves. But then you have Cam Jurgens, who apparently the team loves, and he's a phenomenal player. So,
yeah,
I think they'll be back next year. And Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC now, without question. He still gets disrespected by the league, but there's no one better in the NFC. If Rodgers goes to the Raiders, then there's no one better. Even if Rodgers stays, I think he's better than Rodgers currently. Not all time, obviously, but currently he's better than Rodgers.
Yeah, all day. We'll be waiting on our moment from you guys once the pack release. I think the playbooks were cool for the playoffs. I didn't like the whole playbook leaderboard where you had the...
Nope, I hate the leader. Stop doing the leaderboards. There's no chance for us to win. There's no chance. I'm sorry. It's such a good...
I've opened 41 packs, and I have over 100.
Wow. Holy shit, Bob.
Still...
You have no chance. He has no fucking chance of winning.
It's not even close?
No, because it's always... The playbook leaderboard is who can do the... I don't use my iPhone microphone. Stop it, Discord. Who can do the most things in the playbook? And a lot of the time, the playbook, you need these moments you don't have. You got to get these rares.
No, it was just to have a chance with this one especially. You needed to do the All-Pro, which is...
I
would describe myself as an above average collector on here, as somebody who goes for every drop. I have every Eagles.
You're probably in the top 10%, 15% maybe.
I have every Eagles common moment, and I still can't do these things in All Pro.
Fellas, I have an idea.
I'm gonna open my.
Let me know if you. Instead of, I also have an idea. That I want to talk about for the
All right, Dapper. Dapper, are you listening?
Can I give my idea first?
You can give your idea
first. Problems.
Yeah,
instead of, listen, guys, listen. You're gonna love this. Instead of paying my car payment and my cell phone bill, I'm just gonna start buying.
You're
moments
do the playbook
every other day. Every other day, I'm gonna buy an ultimate moment till I have all.
Bob,
of them.
Bob, the El Camino has a bed. Duh, you can just sleep in that.
Duh.
There you go.
You know, forget the El Camino. Sell it. Just sell it.
You need an ultimate moment where you need
it. Sell the
vehicle.
Jeep, sell the El Camino, get a pedal
sell
bike.
All your
you're
property.
Chill.
Go full digital.
I won't be in the podcast next week because I'm selling my computer.
Hook into VR.
Sell your grandparents' house. They don't need that. They can sleep in the Jeep.
I'll be over. I'm gonna need to borrow your Wi-Fi because I'm not gonna have cell phone reception to buy my moments. Okay. And then I'm probably gonna steal some stuff from your house to sell.
Yeah. Oh no.
You can live in the bathtub.
Bob,
you can live
I know
in the
where
bathtub.
They keep. I know where they keep the good stuff.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes.
So here's my great idea. Instead of playbook every week, you have playbook all season.
Well, now we're not going to have any playbook. So
why not?
Off season's
over. No. For next
stupid,
year.
Huh?
For next year, I mean. For next year.
So what do you want to see? What do we want to see from Top Shot during the offseason after we're done talking about
all day?
All day, sorry. I always do that, man.
I don't know, because they always fucking suck in the offseason. Sorry, but they always suck.
I would like to see like a
XFL moments. XFL?
No.
XFL.
USFL?
Those things would be 25 cents, bro.
I'll tell you what I don't want to see. I'll tell you what I don't want to see is these fucking flashback moments.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. No, we don't need that. We don't need it. We don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need that.
I think I would like to see a release of like the top 100 plays of the season or something like that.
No,
or
that's like, too cool.
Top 10 plays per team or something like
too
that.
Too cool. No. You're just gonna get historic moments from fuck Joe Schwarby, who I don't even know who that is.
It is kind of crazy how they pick the historic moments. They don't pick big name players for franchises.
They pick Joe Schwarby.
I don't know if that's because they can't get the players to okay it, like the old time players. Like if that's why,
yeah.
They'll pick the dead ones.
Oh my! but you still gotta get the rights from the family and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an estate thing.
Where the fuck are the O.J. Simpson moments? I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah, but think about it. You're Jim Brown, dude. He's 87 years old. He's not getting a lot of money from anywhere.
No one wants a Jim Brown moment. I'll tell you that right now.
We don't want that. Out of you. He don't give a fuck. He's going to say, yeah, give me the money.
I want some Brian Dawkins.
Which we have.
Nick, there's so many Brian Dawkins.
Is there, like, oversat? I haven't been on, dude.
There's, like, three, I think.
I think there is.
And one of them is $3. And I pointed out that
that's kind of sad.
Yeah, hold on, let me look it up.
An all-time great safety should not be $3.
Well, there's a few. He has a rare.
That Brian Dawkins.
There's two. He's only two.
All right. Here,
I have one of them.
His rare is $40. Mints it to 1,000. That's a good deal, I think.
I already have
common, mint to 3,500. Very small mint count is $4. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh my god.
B-Dawk. Goated.
So here,
the only bad side is, you know what? Not the only bad side, especially the bad side for these moments.
Mm-hmm.
You're going back anything more than 15 years. It looks like I'm watching these moments on my iPod Shuffle from 2006.
Yeah, isn't there AI that can like increase the quality of this shit by now?
No.
Yeah.
Is there definitely a thing.
You could definitely make something from a long time ago look good now.
Bro, there's a fucking bot in my other Discord that you can write a prompt, and it gives you the fucking full 3D rendered detailed.
Yeah, that shit's awesome. Thing.
You know what I wrote in there? Speaking of O.J. Simpson, you know what I wrote in there
yesterday? Let's be careful now. Bobby.
I wrote O.J. Simpson's sword fight in Terminator in a sushi restaurant.
No shot. In the one Discord that you have?
Yeah,
I need to go look.
It didn't get Terminator in there, but it has O.J. Simpson in a sushi with a sword. So I think they can fucking re-render these.
Popsy, you know what deepfakes are? Anything's possible at this point.
You can't take something that was filmed in 480.
Why not?
Yes,
you make black and white pictures color now.
Yes,
you
can.
Technology is way advanced.
It's so much post processing. It gets a lot of it wrong. But like on the new, for example, in the new Samsung Galaxy commercial, when they take a picture of the moon,
it's all AI.
That's not the actual camera taking a picture. No, the camera takes
the
a picture.
Papa Steve.
It's not the real
moon.
It's
fake.
It takes a picture.
It takes a picture the best it can, and then it enhances it over time. Yes. I've done it many times.
So it bullshits you is what it does.
Yes.
You can zoom in. The zoom in's real, obviously. Like you can get close to the moon, but it's not going to look like
America, where we're full of bullshit.
And it says, "Oh, here's what you're trying to take a picture of. I'll just download this cool picture of the moon for you."
No, exactly. It's
real time. I'll show you next time we hang out.
Still bullshit though.
Yeah.
We'll sit under the stars together, Pop.
I want them to bullshit these moments and make them look better. How about that?
It could be done.
I mean, I'm a smart guy. I'm thinking, okay, you take the original film, you got to scrub it down and all that shit. But
it's like a four-second process. It's instant.
You're wrong
they can do this.
We're not even touching the film anymore. We're already taking the video that's out.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any editing. You put it into the program. Just gonna clean it up, CG.
Yes, Pop Steve. Don't you have a button on your phone when you take a picture that instantly makes it look better?
Pop Steve, the Avengers aren't real. The Avengers aren't real. That's...
No,
Those are special effects. All right.
What? Do you know Hulk's not real?
Transformers? Not real.
No?
No, Cybertron doesn't exist. That's the moon. That's not Cybertron.
How'd they get the camera on Cybertron?
Oh my god.
You tell me Optimus Prime ain't real. Come on now, Bob.
We're off the rails.
I know we'll see that motherfucker on the highway.
Alright. Okay. After explaining to old man how technology works, I still want to give my ideas for next year.
Yo, I'm gonna deepfake Papa Steve on some awesome videos if you got my drift.
I want you to deepfake Papa Steve and OJ's Bronco.
I'm gonna have Papa Steve put it on the glove.
I was actually in the room with his Bronco.
What?
Yeah.
We were in Tennessee.
They have it in some museum.
Oh, shit. Was in the museum. Oh, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I was actually in the Bronco with OJ that day.
when he did it. They haven't caught on yet that Papa Steve was the accomplice.
It says, says it's fine.
It's you fine guys, right you're now. Both cutting out. Now you're good. You can go now.
I'm cutting out.
All right, Steve, let me lead you into that question again. Hey, Steve, what would you like to see from All Day this
All Day next
year? Next
year? All right, don't disconnect me. All Day next year, I want season-long playbook. Instead of every week, here's some challenges that you're not going to do. You have new challenges every week that go on to a season-long thing, and you can get packs along the way. And maybe these rewards can change in real time, whatever update. Or maybe new. Like, if you do... No, I don't want to use my iPhone microphone. If you do all the challenges for a week...
This is a fucking shit show episode.
It gets you to a certain point, and, you know, maybe there's no other challenges or no other prizes yet until next week they repopulate the thing with new prizes. Kind of like a Battle Pass system where it's available the whole time.
I like that.
And you can be like a power user and do a lot of extra challenges and be really ahead of the game.
Don't make me wait for my fucking rewards. If I earn them, give them to me now.
Okay.
Don't make me wait for the week to be over. Because like you're saying, a battle pass, the second you get it, you get it.
Listen, maybe it'll be a thing like at 200 yards on this leaderboard, say it's like 1,000 yards or whatever. At 200, you get a Jalen Hurts moment. But the moment hasn't been minted yet, so it's like a mystery moment until they decide to turn it on later in the season.
I was about to say, why the fuck did I do 120 yards for the Super Bowl to get a moment from week 5?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
As well as my other prize being a week 17 from last season pack.
Yeah.
Which is fine to me because it's a series one. So.
Yeah, but no.
Potential for profit.
Moment or anything. Here's my thing.
They're not even out yet.
Here's my thing. If you're not going to give moments that make sense in the playbook, don't even do the playbook. Because I remember during the conference championship, the reward was a Browns moment. Or so. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like.
Something stupid. So it seems like they got rid of the playbook, brought it back, and it's somehow even worse. Cool.
Yes. My other idea is instead of the banner year moments that they did for playoff teams, you do banner year moments for every team in the beginning of the season, and you're kind of making like a season long bet of who you think is going to go all the way. And maybe every 3 or 4 weeks they get updated with top plays, you know, moments from cool games. And they're affordable to everyone. And maybe they have some other challenges throughout the week or throughout the weeks that you need them. Or it's like, put your team moment in, and if they win their game, you get some yards on your playbook. Like, it just makes so much sense in my head. And then when you see the shit that they do, it's like, this is the complete
opposite. It's not like they're trying to do too much. They're just not doing anything. Like, I don't know. Nothing's worked.
And one more. This is it for the podcast, but they have the pack
still. But
they have the pack mark. Oh, after this, Bob's gonna open his pack. They have the pack marketplace, And this is what happens when you let users set the prices of things. Everything is so expensive. None of them are worth buying because it's like, oh, $500 for the chance to get a $20 moment. Like,
yeah, but you can't take that from the users. Like, the whole point is we control the market. We set the market. But the top, the dapper markets just suck.
Yeah.
Because everyone's trying to make a huge profit. And yes. It's not going to happen.
No one is accurately valuing these. No. The dapper market is a bunch of brainlets who I don't even know what they're doing. But anyway, Bob, open your pack. Let's see what you get.
Egg time, live opening that you can't see. Here we go. Phil, we gotta go through the process.
And what pack is this?
This is I got 125 yards for my nice Super Bowl Schmiggy Bop because I'm a hoarding Eagles fan.
While it's opening, I just want to give some.
Well, he was explaining what context. The pack was. I still don't even know what the fucking pack is.
You can I was from the 2021 season.
Okay, I was going to say what's in the pack.
He's got to open it first.
What's the big money boy we want to see here?
There's a bunch of legendaries.
Still available, though?
Don't have the info on that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
You can get a Trey Lance.
That's awful. If you get a Trey Lance, burn it.
Debatable. No, if it's a legendary, if it's a legendary, I'm selling.
Oh, it's a legendary Trey Lance.
The most expensive appears to be DK Metcalf. I said DK Metcalf. Looking at Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase.
That's 200. Insane that you don't
or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team melt. It's $32,000.
Oh my God. So Bob's gonna get that. He's gonna pay for us all to do the playbook next year. Cool.
Our playbook fund. Every week,
I have to get that so I don't sell all my assets
to keep me afloat.
So grandma and grandpa can keep eating.
Yeah.
All right.
It's still fuck. All right. Here we go. Not that you can. Oh, wait, I can screen share.
There's only. Nice.
Yes, please. See, isn't it crazy that we hate everything, but like Bob opening this pack right now, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Even though I know he's gonna get nothing, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're watching it. I'm watching. Are you watching?
I'm on. I'm excited.
Can I click? Just click on it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Click on it and press watch stream.
Click on it and it's gonna CG Bob's screen and whatever you want.
It's all fake. Nothing's really there.
All right.
Your mind's lying to you, Bob. See, what you see is not really there.
It's like
it is all bullshit. Let's go.
I'm in.
Oh.
PJ Williams.
Who?
Yeah, baby.
What is that?
Yeah, baby.
That's a who.
Yeah. Who wow. This? Congrats. You sacked Sam Darnold. Congrats.
Wow.
Next. Oh, DeMarcus Robinson.
Okay.
That's pretty awful. He doesn't play in the league anymore. Yeah, I don't even think he's in the league.
Nice catch.
XFL player. Cool.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Neat.
No rare. Cool.
Bob, aren't you so happy you have
Jerome Baker.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know a single one of them besides the Mark Robinson. I don't even think he's in the league anymore.
I got Bob. I got to say, you should have sold that pack for $60 while you could have.
Yeah.
That's how much they're selling for?
Yeah. It was $59 I could have sold it for.
Oh
yeah, you
God.
Definitely made $4 here. But, not profit. It's just $4 in total.
If we could take a very quick look before we head out of here.
$3.
$3.
$3.
More than four. 50 cents. 50 cents.
$3. Let's
fuck. $6 prop. $6
let's
there.
Go. Come on, $3.
This is the big boy.
$3.
$9.
So how much did it cost you to do the playbook? So,
hold on one day. Okay, cool. Jerome Baker sacking Ryan Tannehill in week 17. Where they lost by 31 points.
I hate getting moments of teams that fucking lose the game. Oh my God. Why?
That is so funny.
I just don't get it, man. I just don't get it.
On that note, get me out of here.
Please.
Get me out of here.
See you guys. This was very sad.
Take me home.